Leading our journey today is Father Matthew Jakubko, an associate pastor of the pastorate of St. Mary Cathedral and St. Anne Church.
There are so many points of meditation and reflection during Holy Week, so many lenses through which we can pray about the events of our salvation that I think sometimes it can be overwhelming. So I think it can be helpful to begin this week by picking maybe just one or two individuals and then to walk with them during all of these days. Maybe that's the Apostle John, who sits next to our Lord at the Last Supper, is in the garden with him, and remains with him at the foot of the cross. Maybe it's Simon of Cyrene, who simply wants to go about his business undisturbed, but is nevertheless called forward to help carry our Lord's cross. Maybe it's Joseph of Arimathea or Nicodemus, who stay in the shadows and hide this week for fear of persecution, but still see everything happening around them and eventually step forward at the end to bury our Lord's body with great respect and care. Maybe it's our Blessed Mother, who follows her son on the way of the cross and holds him in her arms after he's taken down from the cross, having commended his spirit to the Father. Or maybe it's St. Peter. At the Last Supper, Peter says that he's willing to die with our Lord if it should come to it. And yet just a few hours later, Peter flees when the soldiers come to arrest Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he ultimately denies him three times, causing him to weep bitterly because of that betrayal, because of his fickle faith. We see some of the worst of humanity and sin this week. We see some of the worst of our weak nature in all these individuals and in Peter. This week, we can see all that in ourselves as well. But when we walk with all of these individuals, we should also see our redemption. There's a priest and spiritual author who writes of St. Peter. He says that Peter took an hour to fall, but in an instant, he righted himself and sets about raising himself higher than he was before the fall. Even the worst mistake from Peter, even the saddest moment in his life, his betrayal of Jesus, didn't stop him from repentance, didn't stop him from seeking out the Lord. And the Lord responds with his loving forgiveness. This week, we are reminded of our sins, but we should also be reminded that our mistakes and sin should never discourage us. As often as we return back to the Lord in humility, he wants to give us the fruits of his mercy and forgiveness, the fruits of his cross and resurrection. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, allow us this week to walk with your Son, to walk with those around him, to see where we might have abandoned him, to see where we might have turned away from him. But never let those diversions discourage us. Allow us, like Peter, always to turn back to you and experience the fruits of your cross and resurrection. We ask this through Christ, our crucified and risen Lord. Amen. Thank you for spending time with me today. Join us again tomorrow as we continue our Lenten journey together. God bless you.